one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOA News Time 8:31, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Street Cats Club founder Victoria Partridge joining us here to talk about holiday activities.
Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well so far. So before we start talking about some of the different activities for today and for the rest of the calendar year, how busy have things been here this fall and all year long for Street Cats?
So this year has been exceptionally busy. This fall, knock on wood, it's starting to sort of calm down a little bit as the weather gets cooler and we exit out of kitten season. But overall, 2024 has been intense.
Intense
overall. Well, that pretty much sums it up, I guess. A good way to put it. So I have to ask you, how did the big ball go near Halloween this year?
Oh, man, that was awesome. So we had set ourselves a pretty high goal of raising $30,000, and we met it, and that was just so exciting.
I'll bet so. Wow. And it kind of sets up, speaking of fundraising, you've got a special partner here for Giving Tuesday today.
We do, yeah. We got this amazing grant. It's a matching grant from the United Spay Alliance, and they will match dollar for dollar up to $2,000 today. And all of the money that we get, so it'll be up to $4,000 total, $2,000 match plus the $2,000 in donations, all of that goes directly towards spay and neuter surgeries specifically for stray cats.
Okay, so how can we give? How can we get that money to you?
So if you go to our social media, Street Cats Club on Facebook, you will see the link to specifically donate to that campaign. However, if you go to our website and any money that is donated today in any way, shape, or form towards us, we will put it towards that campaign.
Outstanding. And how significant is the need? I mean, you mentioned that you're extremely busy here this year, but how significant is just in general terms, I guess maybe the raw data number, but also kind of underlying that, the medical needs that these cats have?
So specifically talking about the raw data numbers for spay and neuter surgeries for stray cats, we have mentioned it multiple times on our social media that we have this waiting list of over 1,000 cats. If you consider that plus the data point that we have already done about 600 spay and neuter surgeries this year and we still have a waiting list of 1,000, that is because every one that we do, we get more and more requests. We get requests in every single day for that free service to spay and neuter the stray cats that are in this community. And it is an overwhelming need, but one that we are very, very committed to meeting. And so we just had some meetings yesterday with a couple of potential partners to try and find ways to increase the number of spay and neuter surgeries that we're doing, because even doing 600 a year, that's not enough to meet the needs of this community.
It sounds like it's not with 1,000, and then there, you know, that's being added to each and every day. That is quite, Victoria, sounds like a Herculean task that you're confronted with here.
It is, but we are, like I said, we're really committed to making sure that we meet the needs of the community. We've got great volunteers in place. We've got all of the infrastructure in place. The only thing that we are looking for is the funding so that we can pay veterinarians to do the actual surgical work, because obviously we can't do that.
Now, Victoria, I know in a lot of cases, when it comes to humans, we couldn't be asking you in specifics, you know, what type of shape these cats are when they're found or some of the different medical needs that they have. There's no HIPAA requirements on the cats, so what are you seeing here as far as those urgent needs that they have that you're meeting?
So for our spay and neuters that go through our TNR program, thankfully those cats are healthy. But as we are pulling up cats that are part of the stray cat community, and then we also receive requests from community members who find sick, injured, and orphan cats, we are seeing a whole bunch of different things. This year alone, we have seen some new things. So we had our first hydrocephalus cat, and that is water on the brain. So she came in with an enlarged skull area. We have had our first toxoplasmosis cat. We have cats that come in with compound fractures where the bone is sticking out of the out of the skin. We have lots and lots of eye problems and enucleations. We've had cats with tumors and cancer that have needed to be addressed, different amputations, whether it being from a degloved tail or a degloved jaw, lots of broken bones. We've got this little kitten named Key Lime that we've been talking about on our social media. She's about 5 weeks old, and she has a pretty broken leg that the vets over at East Emporia Vet, they put in pins in her little tiny leg. It was so impressive to try and fix it and prevent us from having to amputate it.
Well, you're doing fine work, and obviously you obviously have a lot of volunteer help, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got really great volunteers. We have about 20 foster homes that we work with. We're always taking new volunteers because that just helps, you know, reduce the amount of workload overall. But, yeah, lots of really, really amazing volunteers that are working in front, like in the like front line in the field, and then also behind the scenes on the administrative portion, and our board is awesome. So, yeah, just great people.
So how do these cats get to you for the most part? I know probably in a number of different ways, but how do the cats generally get to the Street Cat Club, Victoria?
So we get a lot of text messages come in through our phone line or messages come in through our Facebook, and we try to say yes to as many as we can while keeping in mind that we really only help the most at-risk cats. Those are the ones that join our foster program. But we always try to provide some sort of help for everybody that contacts us, even if it's referring them to another local service. So, yeah, we get it through our phone number, 620-366-1215, messages through our Facebook and Instagram, Street Cats Club on both of those. And you can also find out more information about us on our website at streetcatsclub.org.
Victoria, back to the volunteers right now. Do you need any, if you're wanting to volunteer, is this one of those things where you just basically need a giving heart and a willing spirit, or are there maybe some different skill sets that you would like to have with your volunteers?
Yeah, so one of the key things that we end up having a conversation about with people is the minimum age to volunteer. Because of the nature of the cats that we work with, we do have a minimum age of 18 to volunteer with us. However, there are some specific admin roles that we're looking to fill. One is a development director, and that would be a person that would help us with our fundraising efforts because that's what we're talking about, right? And so it would be somebody who maybe has an interest in, you know, learning about grant writing or hosting fundraising events or already has that experience. That would be great. It doesn't have to be somebody specifically local to Emporia. A lot of our administrative roles can be done remotely. So it's really, if you have an interest and you think you have a skill that might potentially be beneficial for us, just reach out and we'll find a way to make it work.
All right. So, Victoria, one more time, lay it out for us how people can get donations to be matched today for the Street Cat Club.
Yeah. So go to our social media, check out Street Cats Club on Facebook, or go over to our website, streetcatsclub.org, and all donations that come in today will be matched dollar for dollar up to $2,000.
Great stuff. Well, Victoria, thanks for your work with helping the cats out, and I really appreciate your time with us here today.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Victoria Partridge, Street Cat Clubs, matching donations today, up to $2,000 matched.
Yeah, great stuff. And I want to let you know, too, that as we look at the schedule for tomorrow, we're going to talk more about animals in a different vein because during the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20, we'll have Bailey Estes joining us talking about operations at Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Basically, it's a second half of the year update after Prairie Paws began taking over the operations, and also talking about some of the things we didn't talk about with Victoria, and that's, you know, basically adopting a pet for the holidays, do's and don'ts when it comes to that. And then for tomorrow as well, we'll have Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. His biweekly update before the morning show is out tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Good morning, it's 8:41. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American consumers spent a total of $13.3 billion on Cyber Monday, 7% more than last year.